This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham, filling in for Cynthia Caddy. It's time for a Thursday chat with Daniel Howes, business columnist for the Detroit News. Well, Daniel, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has dropped more than 1,000 points in the last few days, and the automakers have been hit too. But in your column today, you noted that they've not been performing well for a while. Let's start with Ford. What's going on there?
Well, I think Ford is in the middle of a restructuring, and the street does not see evidence of a traditional restructuring. These auto companies come out usually and say, we're going to cut X percent of our workforce, we're going to cut costs by a percentage, or they usually put a number on it, and we're going to do it in a very quick time frame. Ford is taking a very different approach, and I think this is frustrating investors who think that Jim Hackett, who's been in the job almost a year and a half, should have moved with more dispatch. And as a result, Ford shares have been trading below $9 the last couple of days. That's getting into global financial meltdown territory for Ford shares, although that they would have more to go if in fact they got that bad.
I was going to say, even at $9, I mean, wouldn't you have liked to have bought some of that $2 Ford stock in the depth of the recession?
Yes, I would, although I can't because of the work
right,
I do.
Right, it's a conflict for you.
But, no, I think you raise a good point. But, you know, look, General Motors in the same period of time, just since June, has lost about $17 billion in market cap.
You noted in your column that an investment in the new GM that was created right after bankruptcy, that wouldn't net much today.
Wouldn't net anything. In fact, in November of 2010, when they came out at $33 a share, if you'd have put $1,000 into that GM stock at that point, that $1,000 in today's dollars nominally would be worth less than $1,000. Last time I checked, GM was under $33, $32 and change yesterday and early this morning. You know, it's just not creating the kind of value. And it's interesting, CEO Mary Barra, I don't know, about a year and a half ago, said General Motors' goal was to be the most valued automaker in the world. Well, they've stopped talking about that. Well, why? Because they're not building the value. There was a run-up earlier this year to about $44 a share. They were looking fat and happy, and it's since settled back to below 33, which I think is a really interesting commentary on where smart money really thinks this industry is. You know, we've spent a lot of time on this show talking about next generation autos, mobility, autonomy, electrification. That's where it's going. Tesla's going to lead the way. That's where we're headed. Tesla is having a lot of problems. Elon Musk, their CEO, is very controversial, and they're trying to rein him in after the SEC whacked the company. And I think also what we're seeing is that at the end of the day, traditional cars, trucks, and SUVs and how much they sell and what kind of revenue they get and what kind of profit they generate is still what really matters in this industry. That's not to say that people aren't looking forward, but I think they're recognizing that the brave new world is not as near and nigh as they thought. And even the tech companies are starting to pull back and say, this is not easy. What you guys and we're talking about doing eventually is not something that's right around the corner, and it's not going to be easy to execute, and we are going to need partners. We can't do this by ourselves, and the car companies can't do it by themselves. So we're moving into an era of partnership here. But meantime, the traditional business that built Detroit and spans around the world is still what really matters to investors.
What do you think investors will need to see from the Detroit automakers before shareholder value really increases?
That they can survive a slowdown. Let's remember, we as consumers, they as sellers of vehicles, finance companies have been posting record profits and record sales in essentially a zero-cost money environment. Money's basically been free, or almost free, since about, let's say, for the last decade. So now all of a sudden you've got interest rates going up. There's another interest rate hike expected from the Fed before the end of the year. Three more scheduled for 2019. Money's going to get more expensive. Just this week, the chairman of the NADA, the Dealers Association, was in Detroit and said that they are now seeing on dealership lots people coming in saying, I'm going to replace my Ram pickup, for example, and I want the same trim level that I've got now. And they're finding out that that vehicle is a lot more expensive, that money is more expensive, and therefore when you put the price on the truck and then how much the money costs, people are going away and saying, I can't afford that. So they're either going into a vehicle that's not as well equipped, or they're going to use cars that have just come off lease. I think it's a real window into what's happening.
Daniel Howes is columnist and associate business editor for the Detroit News. Hey, good to talk to you.
Thank you.